Hello there, everyone, and welcome to HPAC On the Air, the monthly podcast of HPAC Engineering Magazine, a publication of Endeavor Business Media. This month, HPAC On the Air welcomes back Scott Lynch, President and CEO of the American Boiler Manufacturers Association, based in Vienna, Virginia. Scott has served in that role for almost exactly 10 years now, and ABMA has experienced remarkable growth over that period. Once again, Scott is joined today by ABMA Director of Communications, Shaunika Jason. And as always, there's a whirlwind of activity going on at ABMA this spring, so the pair are back to update us on the association's very full calendar for the rest of 2024. So Scott and Shaunika, welcome back to HPAC On the Air.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Yeah, we're happy to have you. Now, it's been a year, I guess it's been a year exactly since we last had you on the podcast. And at that time, we spoke leading up to your manufacturing conference. This time we're looking ahead straight at Boiler 2024 in Denver at the start of May, I believe. So please tell us a little bit more about that event and what attendees should expect to see there.
Yeah, well, I'll start and then I'll pass it on to Shaunika. We're really excited about it and ramping up, at a rapid pace at this point. We're less than 2 months out from the event. As many people who listen to this podcast probably know, we launched Boiler 2022 as a first of its kind event, a trade show and conference focused on the entire boiler supply chain, which had never been done before. We had this thought that, we have events that we go to where the boiler industry is a piece of it, but it's not the full, breadth of the event. And can we create an event that brings the boiler supply chain together from the boiler manufacturer all the way to the end user, and brings them in and gives them training, gives them opportunity to engage with all the various manufacturing companies, and then a little bit more on like tours and other things. And we had a great event the first time in Dallas. We had about 950 attendees. We had about, 75 exhibitors, but we're going into Boiler 2024 in just 8 weeks. We have 105 exhibitors, a huge increase in new members and exhibitors. In addition, we are tracking well ahead in terms of attendees as well. And the momentum is there. The excitement is there. Our members are promoting it. And Shaunika can talk a little bit more about it on the promotion side, but it looks like it's going to be a great event and building on, what we did before.
So I'll just touch on a little bit about what we kind of did differently this time. We're trying to grow the show. And so each show we're trying to improve or make things bigger and better. And so this time, some of the things we were really touting is it's a much larger expo hall. As Scott mentioned, we have more exhibitors and we have different sizing options this time. We're having a shuttle that's going to pick up the attendees on the afternoon of May 1st and the morning of May 2nd. So that's a new feature. This time we have boiler room tours. We weren't able to do that last time because we were coming out of COVID, but this time we have boiler room tours of the Gaylord Rockies Resort. And we also have a boiler room tour of the Denver International Airport. We're doing really neat things this time. We're having, a member-only lounge. We'll have a recharge station. We're going to have a relaxation station. We're going to have food functions in the exhibit hall. So we're trying to keep everyone in the exhibit hall as much as we can. And I'll let Scott touch on the mobile boiler parking lot. This time it's adjacent to the exhibit hall and it's much larger. You want to talk about that, Scott?
Well, the other thing, the first time we did the mobile boiler lot, it was more actually in relation to coming out of COVID and trying to figure out how we could get our attendees to see more of a boiler room. So it was kind of like we need to do this because we don't have any other options. But now we've actually expanded to offer auxiliary equipment as well. So it's not just going to be the equipment of the mobile boiler companies. There's also going to be auxiliary equipment there that you can also rent. And I think we're going to have an ammonia tank and a couple other things as well as numerous sizes of the mobile boiler parking lot. So our goal is to bring people together and have them have a full boiler experience, you know, not, you know, education related topics on hydrogen for the boiler industry, on how to even walk through purchasing a rental boiler, to many other topics, to taking tours, to being on the exhibit floor, you know, something all in one. You know, that's kind of the goal here.
Well, that was, and looking back at Boiler 2022, and it sounds like you've already made a number of adjustments. How did you go about kind of learning from that inaugural event? Or I guess there was there there must have been attendee feedback and exhibitor feedback and all kinds of meetings to come up. And plus, you said, as you said, that was just coming out of COVID then. So it's a little bit different now. How much of that stuff was incorporated directly, right, I guess, from feedback from the first one?
Well, we obviously got attendee feedback from surveys and from just people attending. But the main thing that drove this was we have an amazing advisory committee, which is led by Eric Graham from Webster Combustion. And this committee has really helped us kind of like brainstorm, you know, what customers are going to want to hear, what they're going to want to do. And we've been bouncing ideas off of them. And then immediately following Boiler 22, we brought that whole group back together. I think there's like 15 to 20 people on this advisory committee. And we tried to get various levels of people within their companies and you know, all the product areas. And they gave us feedback. This is what worked. This is what didn't, you know. Can we do this differently? Can we do that differently? And some of the ideas. And then we also had a brainstorming session just for the new show and kind of said, these are the ideas from staff based on what we learned. And then, you know, what are the ideas that you have in the room? And we did some, you know, brainstorming and said, okay, well, this is something that we can do that's different. And, you know, with something we can build on. Maybe that didn't work, and maybe we'll try it differently. They have been just amazing. We each time we've done this, like 6 months before the event, we brought them to the location, walked the site, and said, "Hey, what do you guys think? What do you think we need to do here? How do we re-engage them?" And we changed up our receptions completely this time because we realized that there was a desire to have flexibility, bring people together in more casual settings and then more, you know, kind of group settings. And so all of that, the advisory committee was a huge help.
And well, actually, and some of the special speakers, I know you're having at this event too, if you want to, do you want to mention them at all as far as you always have a little bit of, some level of entertainment, I would think that.
Speakers
as well.
Yeah, Shaunika, why don't you talk about our keynote speaker? You were actually instrumental in finding him.
Yes, so we're really excited about his name is Travis Mills. He's a retired U.S. Army Staff Sergeant. He's a recalibrated warrior, and he also holds titles of motivational speaker, actor, author, and he's a big advocate for veterans and amputees, and it's because he himself is a isn't he like a quadruple amputee? So you know, we looked around and we tried various speakers, but Travis came to us through some recommendations, and we felt like, you know, his story was so touching and so moving. His motto is never give up, never quit, and we felt like that really applies to anyone and everyone, no matter what job you hold, no matter what industry you're in. We really felt like his story is going to, you know, motivate and really touch our attendees.
I mean, it's not a boiler related presentation, but the way that we looked at it is that you wanted a keynote speaker who was going to be uplifting and who was going to be, you know, kind of motivational, and then kind of set the tone for the event that, you know, let's get out there. You know, let's think beyond what we normally think and let's kind of get all together and, you know, and move forward. So, and it's also a way to bring people in, you know, that they're going to hear it.
Sure.
You know, they're going to hear plenty of boilerplate presentations over the 3 days on ultra low NOx and everything else, you know, having, you know, one session where you hear about a great story, you know, is something that I think people really enjoy.
And just touching back, you were saying, like, what are some things that you looked at doing differently and feedback? We're really excited because this time we felt like we should expand and have more panels. And Scott can also touch on this too, but that kind of spurred our ideas to do an industry leader panel, and also to do, which we'll talk about some more later, the women in the boiler industry panel. So Scott, do you want to touch on the leadership panel?
Yeah, so we were looking at the agenda and saying, where can we add some value? And initially, though, on the second day, we didn't have any like event where we bring everybody together in a general session form. And the one feedback that we received was, you know, they want to learn more about what's going on in the sector, what's going on in the industry, not just, you know, specific topics within the educational sessions related to maybe technology. So we're pulling together leaders of the industry. I think we're going to have about four panel members, and we're going to do like a trends presentation and kind of a discussion, more of a Q&A about what's going on in the sector. And we're going to be announcing our speakers for that as different leaders of different parts of the sector, and really dive into a little bit, like, what are they seeing, you know, in the future? What are they seeing now? What has changed over the last couple of years, to give people some more insights on the flow of our industry and where we've come to, you know, and where we've been. And so that's a new feature that'll be set on that second morning that we didn't have before, but we think will certainly enhance the experience for the attendee.
Okay. And actually, I guess, and Shanika touched on it before also with the mentioning WIBI, I guess. And so I think that you had said that, let's see, that if you could just tell our listeners a little bit more. I know this was just launched, I believe, within the last month or so, right? The Women in the Boilers Industry community that you've launched. And this one of those panels, as you say, is going to be an inaugural panel in Denver for WIBI, and which I guess is the handle that you're using. So if you could just tell us a little bit more about that, what's in the works with the organization, and where it's going from here.
Sure. So it's kind of funny, you mentioned feedback. What did you hear from people in attendance, and how did you apply that to the new show? Actually, I had two people approach me at Boiler 2022 asking, where are the women events? And it got me thinking, you're right. You know, you see some of these shows now, and they have, you know, certain, they'll have luncheons, or they'll have, you know, certain sessions that are targeted for specific groups. And so I approached Scott and said, what do you think about having a session or a panel of some sort that is focused on women in our industry, especially because just in my almost 7 years at ABMA, I've seen some growth of more women in our industry, and it's a trend. And so Scott said, let's do it. So I guess last spring we approached Nancy Seminole, who's our current vice chair from Group Seminole, and she loved it. She was on board, and it kind of took off from there. We recently launched the logo and did a press release about WIBI. But as we were thinking through it all, we felt like, you know, we don't want it to just be at a show. We want to take it offline and have it throughout the year, or just continue. So we felt it was best as a professional community. And then at our various events, we can have WIBI functions. So pretty much what we felt like is Boiler 2024 would be the perfect opportunity to have this inaugural event as a WIBI event. And it's going to be a luncheon and a panel. And currently I am moderating the panel. And then we have four panelists, which we just recently announced. And the panelist is Nancy Seminole with Group Seminole. We have Tricia Steibel, president of Robinson Fan. She's also an ABMA board member. We have Kim Atkins. She's the only female U.S. chief boiler inspector. And then we also have, and she's in Virginia. And then Teresa Malfi, she is a Lincoln Electric technical fellow, and she holds over 50 welding patents. So this group of women are trailblazers for our industry. There's lots of information that they will be able to provide to anyone in attendance about some of their struggles, you know, how they got to where they are, just giving their opportunity to tell their story.
And so I just want to say
to it.
That I was passionate around this for two reasons. One is that we all know that manufacturing has to diversify their recruitment. You know, we have to be looking other places beyond our normal avenues. And This is one way that we can start looking at that. And if we can show women in the industry, hopefully it will motivate other women to do it, you know, to try and get in there. Also, I think that these people can show career paths, right? They're not just showing their one job. They're saying how they got there and who got them there. And so, you know, that's where I thought, wow, this is really cool. And I think that people don't even believe that we have a lot of women in the industry, or that we have, or that this is a growing area. And I think people need to realize that and know that, and we need to celebrate that. So we're really looking forward to it. Shaunika and Nancy have done a lot of work on this. But we had people sign up during registration, and we already have like 60 people that want to come to the lunch. So, and they're and male and female, you know, and we're
open to all.
Yeah, it's open to all, you know, and Nancy was passionate about that too. But that's another feature that people are going to have. If you have an all access pass for Boiler 2024, you can sign up to go to the Wibby luncheon.
Well, very, very good. And it's exciting. So now there's a subset of ABMA, I guess, that women members can join that as well, I think. Is that
correct? So we're still kind of forming all the opportunities, but the first thing that I would tell people is to be able to continue the conversation and kind of be in that community, we started a private LinkedIn group that if you just search women in the boiler industry, anyone's welcome to join. But that'll give us an area where people can come together, you know, communicate, just carry a conversation and express their ideas. And we can take it offline from the events for now. And we're looking at other opportunities for the future of how we are going to proceed with Wibby.
Okay. And in the same vein there, I guess, with Next Generation Outreach, I think you had several local students in Dallas, I guess, attend Boiler 2022 a couple of years ago. And now this year, I believe, I think I've read, I think that you have students coming from, is it Pickens Technical College in Aurora, Colorado, I think are going to be participating as a unit with a special project of some sort at Project 2024. Could you talk to us a little bit about that as well?
Yeah. So after the last event, when we had some students that were local that came, we talked with our advisory committee, and, you know, everybody's kind of just throwing out ideas and saying, well, what if they did a project for us or something, or that we gave them some challenge or whatever. And we were just like, we don't know. What can we do? And so we were in the room with two of the instructors from Pickens, because they came to our advisory committee meeting to discuss. And somebody actually threw out, what if they made like a Boiler 2024 logo or something, right? You know, and welded it and made it. And then somebody else was like, yeah, that might work, you know? And so they actually are. So the students at Pickens, the machining class and the welding class are building Boiler 2024 out of metal, aluminum and other parts. And we actually supplied, some of our members supplied the materials. And they're building this, and they're going to display it at the show. So,
and actually, I think they got the HVAC program involved too, right?
Yeah. And so what was cool about this is that not only are we giving them a project where they're learning how to weld and learning how to machine and doing some things that maybe they don't normally do in class, they're also going to be able to come to the event and display their work and like be proud of what they're accomplishing. And we actually saw the first letter that we got a picture of the first letter that came through. And it was like in 3D and all welded and everything. And I'm nervous because there's like seven more letters to go and we'll see if we get there. It might be like boiler and then that's it or whatever. And we'll just take what we can get. But we were trying to find a unique way to engage the students and not just say, come to our event and network, give them a project to work on. And so they'll be there displaying their work. They'll be there networking with the other manufacturers for jobs and internships. But it's another way to you know, engage the next generation students. And we're trying to expand that and figure out what the next steps are for that. The other thing that we talked to them about was we'd like to give a small gift to the university in terms of some kind of welding equipment. And if they can tell us what they need, we would put together some kind of, you know, package for them to give them to help. Maybe they need welding helmets. Maybe they need something else. We'll help kind of get them going. So It's a really cool project, and we're really excited to see them display it. We don't know how big it's going to be. We don't know where it's going to fit, but it is a really cool thing. Yeah.
You might have to have it in the parking lot, I guess.
We may have to have it in the parking lot. Well, we're also trying to figure out how we get it from Pickens to the, you know, how they're going to get it over there in a pickup truck or something. But we'll figure out that problem. But it's an exciting thing. And, you know, just one more thing as a way that we're trying to, like, expand the impact of Boiler 2024, and if including the next generation and getting some students interested and excited about us as we go from city to city each time, that's another step in the right direction.
And it adds some drama if it's going to be unveiled in right. Denver, right? If you don't see the final product until you're out there, but
that's right.
It should be fun. Well, I guess finally, just looking, beyond Boiler 2024, even there's a lot going on. I think with the Randy Rawson scholarships were just announced this week. I think you're opening that up, but what do you foresee, I guess, is the ABMA's next big thing, I think, for after Boiler 2024, once you get back from Denver. I imagine there's going to be a Boiler 2026. Do you already have a location for that? Or I don't know, just talk a little bit about what happens after Denver, I guess, for you guys.
So for Boiler 2026, we already have a location. We're going to be at the Gaylord Opryland in Nashville. And at Boiler 2024, we will already have the layout for the exhibit space, and our members will be able to select their space for the next show, which will be 2 years later. For us, you know, we've kind of gone back and forth on whether this should be an annual show or every other year show. And I think as we dive into this, we're thinking it's going to be an every other year show, at least at the start, you know, because of planning purposes and because of, you know, just making sure that we have the critical mass and the demand for it. And we're growing it to a national show. But we think that makes sense. We even actually already have a location for Boiler 2028. If you can imagine that, we're going to be in Orlando at the Gaylord Palms. So, and we'll have dates put out, and there'll be big signage there about the next show in Nashville. And we're going to keep building on this, you know, keep adding value to it, seeing things that are working that aren't working and or that could be better, and just keep going on that. On the other side of it, I think that you look at what are the big issues that we're still trying to figure out. And I do think a lot of the stuff deals with recruitment and, you know, employment in the industry. And how do we help promote the industry? I think there's two things there. One is that we are going to jump into after the Boiler show. We're going to jump into a strategic discussion and planning on promotion of the industry. Why are boilers important? What do they do? Why should you come into the industry? Why should you engage with us? And then I think the other piece of this is end user and customer education beyond just the show. How do we take the contacts and the people that we've had at the show and then make it more of like a continuous engagement with us? We added the representatives of our products to our membership. I don't think that we would add end users at this point and the customers and consultants, but we need to be talking more to them. And so webinar series, education, that's where I think we're going with this after the show, in addition to figuring out how we engage that next generation and get people excited about the boiler industry. Shaunika, do you have anything else you want to add on that?
The only thing is we've had just very early discussions on, you know, should we be doing more with up and coming, you know, leaders, emerging leaders is kind of the definition we looked at. And again, what can we do more for WIBE? We might do take it offline in 25 and do something like a symposium or a summit for about a day and a half that can bring the women and men, if they're interested, together. I'll let Scott touch a little more if there was anything on the emerging leaders.
Well, I think that getting back to the WIBE thing, I think that this is our first like special interest group that we've ever kind of created, right? Mm-hmm. So the other question that we're going to try to, you know, figure out is once we get WIBE off the ground and have it, is there other groups that we should be looking at, including like an emerging leader group? Mm-hmm. And is there a way, because most of our events and activities over the years have really focused on that C-suite. And we have other people within the companies that we can be engaging. The manufacturers conference was a way to do that. But is there a way to kind of create more of a community there? And I think that's another opportunity for us, because those people eventually do come into leadership, and it's probably, you know, it helps them. And also, I think that what we've realized from the manufacturers conference is that people who are in middle management or getting into middle management within our companies, they may know a lot about that company, but they don't know as much about the boiler industry in a general sense and what goes on beyond their equipment. And so that would be a goal there.
Okay. Well, it certainly sounds like there's quite a bit on your calendar and on your agenda here, and even more to come, I would think. But thanks so much for your time here today, Scott and Shaunika. I'm afraid actually we probably have run out of time, I think. And so I want to thank you both for joining us and updating us on Boiler 24 and 2024 and WIBI and everything else that's ahead of you this year and beyond. So Scott, Shaunika, thanks again for squeezing us into your packed schedules. And thank you everybody out there for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, please hit like and subscribe and share it with friends and colleagues. And for more, visit our podcast library on hpac.com. And actually for more on ABMA, you can go to ABMA. Is it .org or .com?
ABMA.com. And then if you want to learn more about the Boiler Show, boiler2024.com will get you there.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks again for both of you. And thanks everybody for listening. And have a happy start to spring. Take care.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.